Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program, we get to chat with ADO Partners Chamber of Commerce Director Deb Bengston. So let's just get started with this. It's been a little bit of time since we've had you on our Let's Talk program. Can you kind of run through what the last couple of months have looked like for the Chamber up in ADO?
Well, you know, it's been a different time in 2020. Usually summers are our hot and heavy event-driven time, and we have had no events. We've dedicated a lot of time to making sure our businesses are surviving COVID and understand and answer questions and help them with all of the CARES Act information that's out there. So it's been totally different than what we've normally done in a summer.
Then another thing that's different is the Sweet Corn Festival canceled for this year due to COVID, but I did see a very cool event that you guys are putting together. That's the virtual Sweet Corn 5K run. Can you explain to me a little bit about that?
Well, what that is you can go online and register at Run Sign Up, and you can run anywhere, anytime between August 1st and August 10th. We're sending out an app the end of this week, and you'll load the app up, and it will show us that you've ran a 5K and give us your time, and then we'll be handing out prizes. So we are finding that people from all over the United States are doing this virtual 5K with us. We have people from Wisconsin and California and New York that are running the virtual 5K. And we also mail out our Sweet Corn T-shirt when you sign up. So hopefully our T-shirts will be in everybody's hand by August 1. And they can go out and run their 5K in a T-shirt and take a selfie and post it to our Facebook page also.
Well, I think it's a really great event, especially with concerns over social distancing, to be able to do your own thing. And obviously now stretching to a national level with participants throughout the country. What other feedback have you received pertaining to this event?
You know, people are excited about it. I think the T-shirt has a lot to do with that. I don't know if you've seen the T-shirts, but they're ears of corn with masks. And people think that's a pretty fun twist and a way to remember a virtual 5K run. So I think that has been driving a lot of our participants. We have over 90 people signed up already for our run. Usually we have 500 running the event when it's just a regular event. So we're really feeling good that we're getting close to that 100 mark.
Then how can people register or find more information about this?
They can go to our Facebook page, ADO Sweet Corn 5K Run, and that has the link to run sign up. So you can just go online and sign up and pay, and we'll mail out a shirt to you.
A lot of work, I'm sure, has been done behind the scenes to kind of reconfigure everything. And like you said, a lot of working with area businesses to make sure that they're keeping up to date that the public may not get to see. Can you kind of run through what work and effort's been put forth over the last couple of weeks just to kind of keep status quo as normal as possible?
Well, you know, we're spending a lot of time trying to get back to what we're calling the new normal, in that making sure that people are understanding, number one, the governor's proclamations, what can and can't be done, and helping people find a way to do business differently, whether it's online or through phone calls. We're really pushing wearing masks. That's the one thing that we have heard that it really can help stop COVID is masks. So we're encouraging all of our businesses to mask up and to really be aware of the masks and the social distancing. So, you know, just keeping it, we want to keep it as normal as possible and doing business and yet as safely as we possibly can.
Well, awesome. Well, we got the Sweet Corn 5K run throughout the first week and change of August. Is there anything else that the Chamber is currently working on for the month of August?
We also are doing a scavenger hunt the morning of what would have been Sweet Corn. So August 8th, we are doing a social distancing scavenger hunt. At 9 a.m., we're going to upload 41 pictures of buildings around Adel for people to find. And we're hoping that it'll be families that go out and participate in our scavenger hunt and get to do something a little fun and different in place of sweet corn. And then they'll take a picture when they find the building. They'll take a picture of themselves in front of it, and they'll upload it to the Adel Sweet Corn Facebook page, this event that we've created. We have a gift basket, so whoever finds the most buildings will win a gift basket from us. So something a little bit new and different. We're anticipating that this may become a regular event with when sweet corn comes back, that we may do scavenger hunts of find this vendor and send us a picture of this float, this parade. So we're hoping it's going to be something new and different going forward.
Oh, very cool. Well, I appreciate you taking the time and speaking with me today. Is there anything that I missed or anything else you want to highlight about the chamber while I have you here?
We just appreciate all of our businesses and all of the community support for our businesses. The community stepped up very strong when COVID hit and really looked at, what do I need and can I do business here in Adel? And I think people were finding that there were a lot more places that they could find things and do business than they realized. So that's exciting to see. We've spent a lot of time connecting business to business and businesses to the community and doing things for our residents to keep them engaged here in the community.
And that was our conversation with Adel Chamber of Commerce Director Deb Bengston. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.